Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello everybody. Yes, we have our live back here in the studio. We are no longer, COVID?
We're not on COVID restrictions. Lockdown. Mm-hmm. Armed guards or that type of thing.
Right. So we're happy to have our one and only Veronica back.
You're welcome.
Part of the skins.
She's, I know you missed me.
She's here with her cards.
Yep.
And we know that many of you are not in the show theater with us.
We're on Blog Talk Radio, so a lot of you are listening to us.
Yeah, you're listening.
But they're not on Facebook.
Right. And we are going to keep you informed of the phone number. And how those who are international can reach us over Facebook's product, the Messenger Portal, which I love. It's an amazing little addition.
Portal, you can have your phone or a computer, or, you know, whatever your message. Using this is just
this is the second generation that we have. Actually, get on Facebook. You can go to all different internet. I feel like I'm selling it.
Yeah, it's like a tablet almost, but it's got a panoramic camera.
Mm-hmm. And it'll follow. I think it's very cool.
It's very scary.
Kind of in a way. Mm-hmm. So, Veronica, how does it feel to be amongst the living? You. COVID really bad.
I didn't actually.
Well, it was worse than us.
Okay.
I didn't have it bad. I lost my taste of and I couldn't taste anything. But that's pretty much
it. Right?
Yes, but it wasn't horrible. I lost 10 pounds.
10 pounds.
And barely eat anything anymore. This little bowl is about as much as I can eat in session.
The tummy shrunk.
Yeah, I think so.
Up on that dog.
10 days, I lost 10 pounds. I don't even know.
Water that dropped.
Were you able to drink water and, you know?
Yeah. I drank so much pain. But I never had a fever. I never got a cough. I got kind of nose thing. I had a little bit of congestion. I did a lot of steaming in the nostril. You put boil water and you put over your, you know, steam tenting, it's called. I did that probably like 6 or 7 times a day. Ate a lot of soup, but pretty much I didn't eat any. Pointless.
Oh, that would make me so crabby.
No.
Well, then, I guess. We had it, too. We might have caught it from you. And the thing is, we were vaccinated. Only better.
You got shot 3 times.
She was not. So there was a vast difference between our COVID experience. It was like, if those of you that are familiar with, like the crud.
That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even. That's when I get the regular flu. I'm right on the borderline of getting like infection or
pneumonia
or bronchitis, but never.
No, but we were tired. We took
tired.
A lot of
naps.
Mm-hmm.
A little nasally.
I heard people, unlike the school, and a few other people, said Theraflu or NyQuil and DayQuil. That was supposed to help, and I don't take any of it. I didn't need it.
You just were a trooper.
I didn't take anything. Maybe I took DayQuil when I had to work.
I would work about 3 hours at home and then take a nap. I like cleaning them.
We did medicinally use.
Dr. Ron Bacardi.
Through the night.
Dr. Sailor Jerry. Yes. Got it.
But I have fevers.
Oh, I
especially
have
at night. And I would often wake up, and the way I always know I have a fever is my eyeballs get really hot.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Nice.
What's wrong with your eyes?
Yes. So, well, we're on a slow burn today for the show.
Let's get rocking.
You know, I hope that Terry Sue,
well,
I'm seeing all her posts and.
Monday, Melissa called and was missing you.
Love doctors.
Yeah, she said, you're love doctors. Very cute. She's got a new man now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That we talked about the other day, son, a few weeks back?
And, yeah, Terry Sue's been doing fantastic.
Yeah.
With
I'm
her.
Yeah. And then I've been watching her.
Get the show.
Okay. She works out at night and stuff. Yeah.
That
she's
girl,
awesome.
And she's very determined. That's cool. Right now, that we're kicking off the show, yes, officially, we are using ordinary playing cards, as I am showing you, Facebook Live audience. So if any of you are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, can we actually see you streaming live? Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Go to the Psychic Love Doctor on Facebook, and you'll see here front and center.
Watch it live, or you can watch archived shows.
Yeah, yeah, we have every single show is recorded.
And Blog Talk archives, but it's audio only, of course.
The shows that we do on Wednesdays and Fridays are really what we consider overflow shows from the work we do on Mondays on thisforthesoul.com. This is where we have our Deborah and Friends show, where a lot of times we can't get to everybody. So it was intention that, hey, our international callers can't even call because of the roaming fees on their cell phones. Sit and wait in a queue. That could get expensive. So for those of you that need to go through on Messenger, Deborah Lee, and you'll be able to call on the, what I'm showing you here, the portal. And it's turned toward us, so you don't have to worry if you're exactly looking your best.
Well, and you can do audio only if you want.
You can.
If you go video, nobody will see it except us.
Mm-mm. So, otherwise, you'll be calling into the show. And it's going to give you that phone number.
Right. That number is 602-9676. When you get in the queue, you'll listen to the show. So if you like, all of a sudden you ring and it answers and you hear the show, you're good. You just gotta wait for us to get to you. Just listen to the show. Nothing haywire. Nothing's going. There's no automated voice that says you are number 4 or anything like that. Name. We'll see your number on the list. And we shall know.
Also, when you get dropped, call back.
Yeah, we had somebody else. Patient.
Maybe they got dropped.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know. Skyper.
Oh, well, I hope they call us.
They might. Pee-pee-poo-poo.
Okay.
Pee-pee-poo-poo.
And or. When you got to go, you go, right? Straight out of, whatchamacallit, park.
So you got to go. You got to go. I don't know how they have had to redo that.
You never know.
Our favorite part. When he ran into the outhouse.
Yeah.
When she was 2 years old, she was at a friend's house. With another shit. So don't even say, like, anything. We barely like Elmo, you know. She said, Mommy, Mommy, a dinosaur ate a man. He was pooping. What did you let her watch? What happened? What's going on?
When that first
I
came,
was traumatized.
When Lance was only like maybe 4, maybe 5 years old. And he was, we'd always put the kids in front of us in case we needed
Lance was sitting next to me because I had to go.
Because he was just like this, trembling.
That was during the chase scene when they were in the back.
Yes.
He was like, and I had to go, Lance.
That's our favorite movie.
All I do, I just say, Lance, it's a movie. Then he's like, oh, okay.
No. Tessa used to take her her little people. Do you remember the little people, the place? And she would be like, dar, 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 dar.
Oh, I'm like, killing them?
Eating them. And I'm like, what's happening? And my friend would go, I don't know.
People. Well, now imagine some people let them go unrestrained on the internet. Oh,
yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah, I'm like watching the whole time. What you playing? What you watching? What you doing? What you watching? It's just like, oh. But I watch it.
Well, you gotta.
Yeah.
You don't gotta. You know how it is. See, that's interesting.
What?
I guess that means because you haven't taken a call. Ah, is that why?
Mm-hmm.
You said it was on. So, 515-606-676 or on Messenger, and Lee. You have to be friends with her. So you have to kind of plan ahead. And we can't really, like right now, go on there and start accepting friends.
You know, a lot of times people are very questions for me concerning this method, like what kind of special powers do I have? Well, I don't think I have any more special powers than you've got. It's just that mine are my intuitive sense is focused on these cards. Each card has a different meaning, a different energy attached to it. So when I and we don't just do a quickie, you know, random here, we will use an actual 24-card layout for each question. Now, during the show, you have one question thereabouts for respect with calls. It's to be one of those nights when what I call a okay, maybe people are busy, and over in the UK, those we usually get, well, they're running a good 5 hours ahead. Then we have those who call from the Middle East, more time. Out there in New Zealand and Australia.
Right.
2 days in there.
Like, wowzer. Yeah, I know. Friends in Australia, I was always jealous when it was our winter.
I look at that. We're rolling into spring.
Yeah.
We're rolling into fall. Their summer's winding down, right? We've had our shortest day of the year. Their longest day of the year already.
So it's what goes around comes around.
What's the seasons of change?
So people say, well, how do I learn? What I have is a system. Now, quite a bit of that system is in my book called The Message, which was published by O Books in the UK.
It's called The Method.
No, it's The Message.
Great. Joking.
If you are a good book learner, a lot of people use that method. I'm on Amazon. Oh my God, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and I mean, you could just forever.
Do you have it on Audible?
You know, and people have, those who are the disability of blindness have asked me to put this in Braille.
Oh, boy.
I'm just not sure with some of it.
Have someone reading it.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what people do that have disabilities. They're like, you know, I got a long trip. I've put
just
me to sleep.
Pop it in the...
Pop into War and Peace on audio. It's like, really?
I would go to bed.
I'd be running into a tree or something. Or
I'd be
wrapping
my car.
Yeah.
So, anyway, also, I... Well, it's a series. Courses that I will be talking about soon. You can learn a little for free. You can learn a lot, and you can actually get credentialed as I'm the only living subject matter expert of method, personal prophecy. So, distinction as my grandmother, this was her legacy. And
never go beyond your grandmother.
To what?
Taught her.
Well, this is where we start to get some dubious territory.
Well, I'm just saying it. I mean...
Grandma, first of all, only had an eighth grade education.
Well, you know,
but I think she was a savant. This woman knew things, and if she
what's
got
a savant?
That, you know,
idiot savant.
I don't know.
It's someone that's highly intelligent.
Highly intelligent. Got it.
And she'd get in her rocking chair like this, her hand on, up on her chest. It was almost like people wanted because she knew something.
She probably something was up.
Mm-hmm. Her story is that she was kidnapped at 7 years old by a band of gypsies in the middle of the night who swept her out of her bedroom, took her to where their like wagons were all around, and they had a fire burning. I mean, this is quite a story. Well, you know, the covered wagons that gypsies, remember, which I who was born in the late 1800s.
Prudette.
Yeah. And she said they were performing spells on her.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought her back to her bed. And when she woke up, she had the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm more inclined to think that maybe a grandmother of hers passed this down to her. But the story of the is far more interesting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So, though, when, how old again?
When I learned?
Uh-huh.
I was.
So, why didn't she tell you before that?
I didn't have an interest.
Oh.
And I didn't. Now, I was living in the midst of a somewhat religious family.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of out on the periphery of that.
And when did she pass away?
She passed away at 7. So there was only that brief period. She gave me all the principles of the method. She'd be in her rocking chair, and I'd be on next to her.
And she would start rocking, and you knew to get out.
So we would do the cards every Saturday together. And there was one time when I started to get good at it, and she said, tell me what your cards have to say, and I didn't want to tell her.
Oh.
Because I saw that this was going to be Christmas that was coming.
But she probably knew.
She did.
Yeah.
She did know.
She knew already. Yeah.
But I...
And where was she?
Well, there's another thing. Jerry said 69. But we think she knew that. We have a caller.
69.
We have a caller.
Oh.
Yes. Hello there.
It is Jeanette.
Oh, really? Look at that. She is.
Jeanette.
Good to see you.
Turn the volume up.
Oh.
Can you hear us?
No.
Really?
No. She said yeah.
I thought she said no.
Here we go.
Somebody, if you, hey, can you hear me? And they say no, guess what? They can hear you, Deb.
Yes. You are beautiful. It looks like either like a... an apple red shirt, or it's orange.
Yeah, okay. Kind of an orangey red.
Yes. So, how are you doing up in the frigid Canadian wasteland?
In the Great White North,
well,
that Bob and Doug McKenzie would
honestly,
call it.
They've had a couple of really nice intermelting, the snow's going away.
My parents said it was about
30. But it didn't last for very long.
Of course not.
Boy, we better not.
Where are we calling from?
We're calling Canada.
Yeah. Canada.
Where in Canada again?
Hi.
I forget.
Near Niagara Falls.
Oh.
In the Buffalo area.
Canada.
I've never been there.
That's where they get a butt ton.
Yes. We were more in the northern Minnesota area. That was kind of a hop, skip, and a jump to, say, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay.
We're on the east side of the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
You're on the side where you get all the million tons of snow because of the Great Lakes.
And
west
side, I'm on the east
side. That's
what I said.
No, I did not. I'm asked afterwards.
Right, because I've been on the west side.
You are.
That's all the Canada I ever knew. I didn't even know that.
Isn't that Vancouver over by you? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we've got our
geography
straight.
our lesson for the day.
Yeah. All right. So tell us. Now,
you know what's been going on in my life with my newfound sister, Debbie.
Oh.
Same as you.
You missed a lot of stuff for
yes, Twilight Zone.
Her mother had put a baby in.
Oh.
Is she older than you then?
4 years.
Okay.
4 years.
And her name is Debbie too?
Lord have mercy.
That was
soul.
A big name way back when.
Because of?
Mm-hmm.
Because of who?
Because of who?
Why? Back in your day.
So for me,
it was Debbie Reynolds, wasn't it?
I was named after Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was best way back in your time.
Believe that?
How, did she find you?
On Ancestry.
Huh.
You know they find criminals?
They are. Because
it's public domain.
Yep.
Cake.
It's cool. It's kind of cool, though, when you think about it.
I did a DNA test for my new sister named Deborah,
mm-hmm.
but I had this little worry in the back of my head. I was pretty sure I was my father. No, I was pretty sure I was my mother's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But what if he wasn't my father?
Mm-hmm.
So I worried about that. Oh, he was.
He is, totally.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh. Yeah. So our well, they got along great, information, and but unfortunately, one very happy,
and I
think it's
that.
Because she left out because my other sister is a snowbird, so she's in Costa Rica right now.
So she flocks to the southern climates.
Yeah, we haven't really told very many people on Facebook. So once I met Debbie, I posted on Facebook. And my other sister went into consult with her, and so she's very upset. And but I think it's more because she's feeling left out.
Right.
It has.
So yeah, so she's mad at me right now.
You don't have to consult with anybody.
That's what I said too.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it sounds a little jealous to me.
Yes.
Is how it's coming.
Exactly.
Yeah, left out. Jealousy.
Yeah.
Left out.
So yeah, I'm just wondering if we can look at things will resolve what I might have to do.
Okay. And you passed away how long ago?
Yeah. 7 years.
And nothing was ever mentioned.
No.
Right.
Well, you know.
So in those days, people kept things hush-hush. And...
Bingo. Roger that. Yep, exactly. I mean, they didn't. Once you made that decision, everybody was like, zip. All the family was like,
you know,
that's off limits.
Back in the early 70s, maybe in Canada, girls were all wearing smock tops.
Yeah.
Where I came from, no young teenagers were allowed to wear them because it made them look pregnant.
Yeah, my maternity top.
Yeah, you know what? If you were kind of not the skinniest person, you probably won't wear that anyway.
Probably not.
Because young teenage girls, everybody's self-conscious about their body. So.
You know, this is going to seem so classic, I'm going to tell you.
Classic.
All right, here's what I'm getting. Now, you guys are sisters. All. Are there others? Are there more?
We have different fathers.
Okay. But there's still this bond that is very classic in the sense she feels left out. Like Debbie's going to treat you better than her.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to middle school, like, she's your friend, so she can't be my friend. And that's what it is. Now, does that sister have a lot of money? Is she rather wealthy? Because the snowbird.
I couldn't go to Costa Rica.
Carriage.
Okay.
Well, whatever, but I couldn't do that.
But her husband does.
Well, it would be nice if she felt really altruistic and said, why don't we get you ladies all three together and let's have a slumber party for a week in,
I
don't know if it'd be a slumber party.
In the Bahamas. That's what I mean. Where they could all connect. But
I think too because she is even near here, even when she's in Canada.
Oh, really?
Okay.
She is, away. So I think she's feeling like I'm going to develop a relationship because Steffi only lives 10 minutes away from me.
That's right. That is the most
creepy creep.
Of all the places on millions of places
you
on the four corners of Earth, 10 minutes away.
Oh, Vanessa didn't hear the good part. That she lived 16 houses in a different street, and we went to the same school.
That's right. You guys knew some of the same friends and people and stuff.
Wow.
Not too many, because she was ahead of me 5 years. And she was
behind
my brother.
5 years. That's 5 years.
Oh, 5 years old.
5 years since you would never be in the same school, typically.
That is a lifetime movie.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
It is. Yeah, she's going to get over it. But she just has challenges of being left out, feeling jealous. Not having been in the, you know, exactly where this happened. So.
Well, I should hear her main words and move on.
Yes, and just encourage her. You know, there's enough of Debbie to go around for everybody.
And what are you supposed to do? She's in Costa Rica.
Really?
Yeah.
And,
oh, I'm sorry. I can't meet you until she comes. You can't.
I can't meet up with you.
I thought she
was going to
hold back.
Yeah, we're going to Costa Rica Funsville thing.
Does Debbie look like you?
I can see but nothing that jumps out except maybe around the eyes a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier when they're like real young children.
Yeah, true.
Because we all kind of age differently, even if we're related. But
we've shared some pictures.
Oh, that's right.
Me out drinking in the backyard on my little skate, and she's got the same kind.
She had a cuter outfit
than I did.
Her mother knew she was very close by.
No.
Probably didn't want to know, I bet.
We didn't live.
Okay.
She first lived there. I think they lived there for that neighborhood, but no, they didn't tell her anything.
The good old world of coincidence.
What a stroke.
Yeah.
Good for I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's news. And by the way, I love the monkey in the tree.
There's actually two.
Oh, I only see one. Oh, yeah, I see the other one. Two.
And a little furry.
Yeah, the other one's higher up. See, Deb?
Yeah,
she can't really see that one really good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're the only person that has noticed. I should get a prize. Too bad we didn't plan something.
Yeah,
I know. It should be like Trader Joe's.
Well, it's a monkey, so it should get a banana. I don't know.
You get a yellow thought.
If you want to be the top banana.
I don't even know.
It's always wonderful to hear from you, Jeanette. Now,
so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, the voice from over on the side.
Yeah.
Hey. Why are you okay with that?
Do you? Card for
Miss
Jeanette.
This COVID crazy stuff on isolation. We only did angel cards today, but this is Veronica's first time back since January 21st.
Yeah. 20 days.
So this is going to, because we're all in COVID lockdown, the walls are down now, it's Angel Card Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Remember, you are Archangel Michael. You are powerful, creative, child of God. You are very loved.
And Michael is a...
He's a big one.
He's a warrior, a general.
He's a...
Right, with the right-hand man of God.
Yeah. So I wouldn't doubt there was some divine energy involved in all of this. Because you had to make the decision to go on Ancestry to find this missing link, lineage. Does she have children?
Daughter,
yes. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's turning out very nicely for us. So
I'm really happy.
Yeah, thank you, and I'll keep you posted.
Oh yes, please do.
Discovering these things, you know.
That's
better
right.
Late than
never. Yeah. Don't let that other one. Don't let her.
Well, don't poop in your Cheerios. She's gonna. It, once she gets back,
she will have to
be proactive. She's going to have to get over there and go, well, I want to see her. That's
exactly.
Hey, you know, if you go out, if you get a snowbird, things are going to happen behind you. That's
yeah,
the way life
right.
is.
Stop while you're gone.
Those are
right.
decisions you have made.
Exactly. So, well, let's hope you don't get a whole bunch more snow.
Yeah.
But if you do.
Where she lives, she's getting snow.
She's getting snow.
No, stop it.
She lives that area on that had a great.
Yeah, that what do they call it? That lake effect.
We sort of live in what we call a banana belt because we have that protects us from some of the worst weather. So
nice.
We're pretty lucky that way. But yeah, I always hope the weatherman's wrong when they predict.
Well, boy, I'll tell you.
Old-fashioned weather.
I am so grateful for technology to be able to do this like this. I'm never going to take it for granted, ever.
Yeah, it took me a while to get the video camera working, but it's good now that it is.
Oh, no, she already takes it for granted. If there's a threat of a power outage,
we die.
She's freaking out doing somersaults. We have to keep our internet up.
Because it's my...
Like, oh dear God, get generators and inverters. Oh dear God.
Well, take care and please. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Have a good
evening. Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah, adios.
What a sweet lady. I tell you.
She was the first one that started watching this. All right, we want to, because we went over the hump. We have less than a half hour left, so we want to go over our first thing is we want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and information only. And we hope everybody has wunder, wunder, wunder. And that's because most people here with know that it's cards. It's not like don't get your reading and you leave. You can't quit jobs, divorce wise.
That's why we put it up.
Yeah, you can't execute people because they pissed you off.
Has someone ever called and said, I killed my dad?
Oh, God,
you
no,
me.
But don't put that out.
We've had a couple callers where I was kind of like,
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't want to talk to specifics because that really means
listening.
Do
not go out and murder anyone.
They never said that, but it was just very strange. And we were kind of like,
we
want to remind everybody that number to call in is 562-9676. If you aren't able to call in and you have Facebook Messenger, you can message Deborah Lee. That's spelled L-E-I-G-H, but you already have can't do it right now. But you can put it on the next show. But right now, if you say, oh, my God, I want to do it, like, sorry, you can't just leave the room and run to computers and accept your friend request.
I have 1,000 friends, so you'd think that most people would already be able to call.
Yeah.
But you know what? We get newbies that roll in and say, hey, my first time here, you know.
That is true.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know.
Well, this Ancestry.com,
mm-hmm.
when did it start up?
Oh, quite some time ago. Yeah.
Okay. And you have a data.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple.
Something.
I'm able to follow my generations.
I thought that you had to go into that database and put your information in for it to be there.
Yeah. But it pulls from public records a lot of it, too. Now, you don't have to do the DNA part of it.
Okay.
You can just, like, as much, a lot of times they'll ask you, like, mother, much information as you possibly know.
So, had Jeanette put her information into Ancestry.com or whatever you say it?
Maybe.
She said DNA.
Yeah, so
they did something with it before then?
You, like, spit in a little bottle.
DNA sample.
Yeah.
That's very common. That's one. If you do that, that and somebody, they can, boom, you can, that's how she found out.
Oh, you can find, you know, all over the world that share your DNA.
So you don't want to go and check just in case.
You could
elsewhere.
See.
Well, you got some time where you can go in for, there's like, I don't know how many days of free.
Checking again.
There's a lot of days.
Triple check it.
There's a lot of, there's Ancestry and there's another one, I can't think of it right now, that's just as popular.
That's what
the
other
one, two, three.
I don't remember. But anyway.
She said she did.
Ancestry. That was the first one.
So I think that the sister.
Little spit sample thing a few years ago.
Because she's not there.
and feeling left out.
Probably feeling left out.
You know, if you're, well, I have a couple sisters.
I'd be coming home.
That would be my
thing,
too.
I'm getting on the plane. If this person lives 10 minutes from us, I'd be coming home.
Well, she lives 4 hours away.
That's only
40
seconds
away. 23andMe. I've heard of that.
Ow! Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah.
23 to a song.
No.
Okay, I got the other one. Yeah. The one I was thinking, so it must be even another one.
It's
so.
Like what happened with Deborah. She did the test with her two brothers. She had two brothers, and there was her. And their DNA matched, and hers did not.
Oh, boy.
And I forget how to our family. But it was all of a sudden this long letter came in the snail mail. The same day, my two sisters and my brother received it, too. And they initially were not receptive to doing a test. Yeah, I've got
a lot of
brother.
People are kind of like...
they didn't want to.
A lot of people are like, I don't necessarily want to know
something. You don't know. My sister and brother were running a very successful business. Somebody just comes along out of the blue.
Yeah.
What were their intentions? I had this feeling that this woman deserved a sense of...
Yeah.
And somehow she knew that her mother had... She somehow knew that her mother, she says, is my father. They had had a...
Brown cow.
...going on.
Oh.
And so I think that's why. So she needed me to do the test to prove that she was really one of us.
Right.
Like I said, it was scary for me, too.
Yeah.
And the DNA part of this.
Yeah.
I'll say it's relatively fairly. It was all about information. Because DNA was about any smoke and take way back in the day.
Yeah.
That was like. Took a long time from labs. It was typically criminal. And only now has become cheap for everybody to do. So back in the day, it was just like the more information you put in to those websites, the more information other people put in, they start matching up.
And incidentally, and I'm not just speaking about those websites, there are a lot of databases. You start digging. You can find arrest record of people. You can find out. Yeah.
It's public records.
I had a dentist that I was with years ago, and I actually paid. I just wanted to get more information on him. Because I was after him for malpractice. And it was a lot of money. You know, dentists don't come cheap. As people are going, yeah, we know.
Good Lord.
You know, they have mansions.
That's the dream job.
Yeah, it
Monday
is.
Monday through Friday.
Golfing.
They work like banker hours.
They have their own teeth. I mean, come on.
But now we live 40 miles from Williamsburg. I found out that some years before he had a DUI and he had killed somebody's son.
I hate it when that happens.
And I found out that he somehow evaded, and it was like a second or third DUI. He jail time, yeah.
Because you get the
so not worth it, right?
Because you get the biggest,
best. That's the parents, and God only knows how much.
That's what you have to do. Put them on, and then have them like, oh, you don't need to. He gave us $1 million type of deal.
But if you had a very sexually prolific parent or grandparent,
I have.
God knows how many are going to come out of the woods.
True that. You might like the Waltons with all the brothers and sisters they had.
Exactly.
And I tell Mike, Friday goodbye there. Yeah, it might be them.
Yeah, and like I met my late husband, Daryl. He was a globetrotter. And those who know about the Navy know to places like the Philippines, Thailand, Japan. I mean, they course the globe.
Right.
Yeah, and I had often said to him, you think you might be little strangers knocking at the door? He said, to tell you the truth, I have no idea.
Yeah, he probably does.
Wow. Yeah, but if they don't know about you, they can't find you.
True.
My name is Frank. You know, just make it Plus, they didn't care over there anyway. They were prostitutes.
No, and that was an awful lot easier to get caught.
Oh, because D and boy.
Oi.
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 The tune of AC.
Oi? Like, is that Canadian?
I thought
no,
that was Jewish.
Oh.
ACDC is Aussie.
Sorry, I don't know.
Oi, oi, yeah, what's
that? I'm Ozzy Osbourne, don't know AC.
And how about, oi, oh, hoi, hoi, remember? Up at the, at.
Tiki, tiki, tuck, tuck.
Hoi,
hoi. Oi. Yep.
I'll get you out in the world.
Sorry, I don't listen to that
they
kind
did
of
it.
Music.
Old man show.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that man show, man? Man show was
mm-hmm.
called.
The man show,
they
yeah.
had that one old dude, and they would do that. He would come, he would like down a beer in like 1 second, and they would do that. He would down a beer like it was literally in 1 second. He knew how to open up that little valve in the throat so it would just pour down. He never
Gross.
Had to swallow.
I am good with my valve.
I think we'll leave our valves alone.
Yeah, I'm not even gross here. I'm just saying for drinking purposes.
Another question. Back on the track here.
No,
often asked, can I? Somebody,
no.
Here's the thing. There has to be for that to occur. And even if you haven't met yet, but you see him from afar, but he will be revealed in your reading. But in reality, you can't force it. It's like trying to put a square peg in a hole. It's not going to work.
Unless you got a big hammer.
But that sounds like stalking.
Well, it's a criminal. Yeah. It's going to be criminal. Yeah, or drugs, you know,
mm-hmm.
or the magic love potion.
So, no, I don't feel that you can love you.
We got a caller. Let's take the caller.
Do
let's
it.
Get her done. All right, let's see. Caller is from Airfood 415, and I want to look real quick before we take it. 415 is from California.
Welcome to California.
415, welcome to the show.
What's your first?
Hi, this is Anne in Washington with the California number.
I forgot.
Well, how are you doing?
Well, today it was 50 degrees, so I am excited for spring
Holy.
To start.
You've been running around in a bikini.
Yeah, yeah. I talked to my aunt last night. She's like, yeah, it's all only 40 degrees out. And I'm like,
what?
Something's
huge.
On.
Yeah.
Weather's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, then right on. Maybe no more.
Well, we'll see, right? But they could get rain.
Never,
care about rain.
Never
we
say
don't,
never.
We don't
All right, Anne, tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, get us up to date.
I'm thinking of taking a trip. Not an international trip, but maybe somewhere like in the Southwest or Texas. And so just what you see for a quick
that sounds
trip around.
Like a, sounds like a very cool trip. Is there something inspiring this trip? For this trip?
Just winter claustrophobia and...
Oh, right.
Oh, that's awesome. Those are good selections.
Well, it did just
snow. I haven't been,
they had a cold snap in the Southwest, but it could change down there quickly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Are you
down, that's not going to last long.
Are you taking a companion with you?
Oh, I don't have friends that can foot loose and fancy free like I am.
Right.
But I have some people to visit. Yeah.
That is
That's nice.
I couldn't pull up stakes like that.
You are going to meet someone there. Very nice guy.
Voila.
Very attractive. And to me, like he is connected to the people you are going to go see. Could be like a friend or a coworker.
Well,
they just know socially. But I see the... Very good time together.
A little connection, somebody knows.
I wouldn't say it's going to be, like sight and being swept off your feet.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think also get all those female, you know, juices and hormones
brown
going.
Brown cow.
Bring you back to I'm not saying that either, Jimbo.
Okay. Juices flowing, for God's sake.
We're not talking about dirty juice.
Ew!
Inside, what the?
Is there any other kind?
Yeah.
You good men?
No, I think Anne knows exactly what I mean. It will inspire her to later. You're wearing sexy underwear and lingerie for.
I just flat out said brown chicken brown cow. And you said, I'm not talking about that.
For herself.
Shaverly. Womanly again.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't know that women wore sexy
herself.
Clothes.
Got it.
Actually, they do.
Really?
Underneath their clothes.
Okay, so she is going to be discussed.
Yes. Awakening.
Okay.
Get with it, Jim.
I'll push the I believe button because I would rather throw the BS flag. But okay, let's go.
I don't think you have the equipment where you can make such a determination.
Oh, I have the equipment. While sexy underwear, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm betting at. They don't put that on for themselves. That's BS.
Excuse me. Oh, to bring out their own femininity.
Okay, let's keep rolling because I'm laughing right now. I'm going to fall.
And
I got a boob job for myself. Oh, no, you did. 17 guys would oogle at you every day when you went on the bus.
No, her clothes fit better. Come on.
I am going to get my back fat removed from myself. I don't care about my boobs.
I don't want to deter. Well, we got.
Are you still with us, or did we lose you?
Yes. She probably left.
And did we scare you away?
Oh, my God. Someone left.
Oh, she dropped.
She's like, screw you, people.
Anne knows Facebook. And if she calls back in, I'll put her right back in.
Yes. Well, I really feel it's going to be a wonderful trip for her. Lots of good fun.
Yes, I
She'll
think
be
so
out there
too.
Lying.
It sounds like a perfect choice.
Sure.
The area
she chose. Yeah.
Maybe she'll meet a nice cowboy.
Southern California, Texas. This time of year, you can't go wrong.
She also has someone from her past that is now feeling a great deal of and sorrow over the relationship having when it did, and is trying to figure out a way to reconnect with her. Mm-hmm. However, I'm thinking maybe not. It might be better to let sleeping dogs lie.
Maybe the
we
ship
don't want
has failed. Failed, ain't coming back.
That dog won't hunt all of
you. He is moldy.
Who was that said you can't go home again? Who was that?
Tom.
Thank you.
I don't know.
If I'm wrong, somebody will correct
me. I think you're right. It was a poet, right?
You can't go home again. And some relationships are meant to just be
And that's what I meant. Obviously, it's not physically going home, but you can't go back to that, basically, is what I was saying. Sometimes I think of the past, and it's the past.
Right. So I think Anne should really, you know, head first into the plans for that trip. Any reason that you wouldn't have an absolutely...
She's not locked down.
Oh, right. We have a...
Well, before we go, even... Yeah, but
yeah.
She could watch us later.
Yeah.
Angel card time.
You're in... Clear cognizance, Archangel Uriel. Pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are answered prayers.
I like it. I do. This is an answered prayer that came. Something is calling her to go see those friends or acquaintances.
She is not scared to do new things.
I know.
No, she's
already up in Washington.
Picks up and heads on.
She's staying on the same coast, but she's ready to go from all.
I wish I could do that.
It's kind of cool. Like a nomad.
Well, I'm an overthinker. This happens. That happens.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, especially at our age. It's you're 19.
And you're bulletproof.
It's like, and you don't have a... You already don't know what you want to do anyway, so like, screw it. Let's go. Let's go to Europe and ride a bike around Europe. There's a lot of needs to like to do that or get a motorcycle.
Exactly.
Or a moped.
You brought up that I wanted to touch on. Now, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, the question.
Never mind.
The question gift from women especially is having sex very early, is that going to really help or will it hinder? First of all, I want to remind you that at least in terms of my dating method, attraction, romance, sexual gratification, it's all the dance of lovers or the dance, you know, your marital partners, that kind of thing. And you don't want to jump into this too quickly. You want the excitement to the point where that individual is practically panting in your show. And there are ways. One thing is you say, I don't start when I'm not prepared to finish a particular moment. You don't lead them on. I mean, you know, half naked in bed and then you say, wait a minute, I'm not doing that.
Think any cheeseburger.
One can give a really sensuous kiss, a you know, you can use other, you can be fluid, maybe a little dirty.
So this is, I shouldn't even be here because this is all toward women callers.
No, but maybe men need to learn a little bit about some of this that they know in the moment doesn't mean that's not going to change us. Yes,
yeah.
Later on.
Yeah, that's why men.
That's why
because
they die early.
Men say no mean yes, or they might mean, or they might mean yes, or they might not mean yes, or they might not know what the fuck they mean.
Thing when you guys were teenagers taking engines from cars apart and cleaning carburetors, what were we doing? We were reading romance novels. We were learning the ways of love.
Yep, and now it's same but different. Young boys are killing people on games. On the internet, and women are watching life doing their Facebook
Hallmark
blogs with all their chicks.
Yeah.
Right.
That Hallmark romance. You know, the guy that cannot walk away.
Yeah. Watching those shows that are fiction. Remember, those shows are fiction, in case anybody didn't know.
Which is sad, because you should get to have that.
We want the
Zen, have to be
you should drop kid. LSD and go to fairy tale land, because that's not what we live in, folks.
Right.
We're living life. Life
it's
is
pretty
cruel.
Sad
life doesn't give a flying crap when you're 17.
We are just,
life doesn't care.
We want to wake up one day and feel the nothing, which is our soul. You know, like nothing. We want
but
to feel like fairy tales.
If guys understand the secret of what really turns us on, they would be making hay like there's no tomorrow.
I think
just
you're wrong.
Don't get it.
I think you're wrong.
We want to be wooed, wined, and dined aggressively.
No,
but
I don't need to be wined and dined.
With attention.
Like all single guys can never get laid.
I don't want that. I need acts of service.
I'm just saying, you say that. It's like, oh, guys don't understand, never have sex. I think abortion clinics would like to differ.
Oh, my God, please don't. We're treading
I'm just
in
saying,
dangerous
I'm just saying,
water here.
We're at the dinner table.
Yes.
I'm just saying, guys know already.
We just would like to be treated very special. Understand that. Get it back. They do.
Mm-hmm.
In the Walmart parking lot.
Or in somebody's backseat of a car. Or watching. We see it all the time.
Oh, I think those are misfires. See, that is. It's the murky underbelly of society.
But it's like gazillions of them.
America is.
Yep.
And probably everywhere else.
That's not just to our country.
Well, people
right?
don't court anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Or in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
Funerals. I mean, whatever.
Hey.
There's no mystery anymore. I mean, everything you did not even see.
Imagine it, it's right there.
When I was a kid in my early teens, I had to hunt down Playboys that my dad had hidden.
Mm-hmm.
But now All they got to do is just log on.
I remember my brother used to watch the channel.
Yeah.
Heel here.
Yep.
Some piles of clothes on the floor.
Yep.
I think it's a boob. No, it's over here.
I remember getting magazines and taking them in the woods. They were the triple X, not just the regular ones you would have had to hide. Oh, yeah, they were the bad ones.
And then doing all the articles.
Hit them in the woods underneath an object on the trail because we lived out in the country, so I had a
where underneath the kid's bed, he had made a mock-up.
Of
a whole body of just pieces, like,
gosh.
He had made a roll body size.
And what was he going to...
She had cut from over here. I mean, it was like a whole, like,
is he on death row right now?
Yeah. Is he a serial
killer? Is he on death row right now?
A 15-year-old, and he would roll her out, and, you know...
My God.
I'm still kind of disturbed by that.
Before cell phones, it was like, you know, before I had a cell phone.
I understand.
My parents, I just said, hey, do you know that he has, like...
Oh, you turn.
Like, her name is Emma. He, like, put Emma on the back.
What
do you know about Emma underneath his mattress?
And they didn't care?
I would make sure all in the house were very dull and there'd be no firearms.
Because what if he was a bit off, like a bubble off?
Well, he probably
and
is.
But what if he decided to take real lips and real arms?
Well, I know.
He's one sneeze away from being that person.
His sister doll.
Now he's on the serial killer side.
The fact that he had that lifelike, you know, size.
That's the thing. That's a lot of work.
What would he do with that thing?
Like
nobody wants
magazine.
To know.
He like put lips from over here.
It's like one of those magazine things where they ransom notes, all these little things.
It was very
magazines.
Ransom.
Was Emma
which
in the news?
Is kind of scary.
No, so
she had a bikini on.
Okay.
Well, because that's all he had access to it those days.
Well,
I thought it was cute. I
would have been alarmed. I myself would have been wearing a knife-proof vest every time I went there.
When I came in, you always go, why do you clean with that stinky stuff? It smells bad. And I go, well, because...
I hate that vinegar smell, too.
I said, insert. I'm like, well, because I...
God.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I say, well, because I have to use this stuff, and it actually is better because you're not breathing in all the chemicals.
Rough.
Folks, if you've got a good story, send it to us. Talk about it on the air. You're going to get a reading, right? A free reading. In the meantime, you can go to my website, psychicdoctor.com. There you can arrange a private reading with me or learn more about what we're doing. We also have a blog on there. Catch you up on all sorts of tidbits about personal reading. Check out our archives and do become a friend. If you're somewhere out there in the world, Facebook, and would like to call into the show.
Together, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So, join us next time. Love you guys.
Which is in 2 days.
Take care. Yes, we'll be here Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Now we got to go. Bye-bye.
Okay, so what's going on?
What?
We were filling time.
So this blog talk.
Oh, that probably went over.
Sam.
It doesn't. First of all, it doesn't matter. We can let that.
So
no
you
big
can
deal.
Log on to blog talk whenever you want.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
how many? How many hours a week?
We have 2 hours a day.
2 hours a day. You could go 2 hours every.
You wanted to do a little show of your cleaning with us.
This is a good lesson. Your post needs to have all the info in it.
I usually don't, but I'll do
all
it.
Your other ones have had all the info. It always had the Deborah Lee and the phone number. And you know, you got to do them the day before. You got to do it like for, when there's an important event on TV, advertise 2 hours before. They advertise a week over and over.
Yeah.
You got to. post. You got to post over and over and over.
Could you maybe take pictures of me and Jim? We only have that one that we put out.
Right.
Using his phone.
I shall give you my phone.
Okay. I couldn't finish this chicken nugget. With.
Can we put this down?
No, I'm going to put it down.
All right.
The bags are in that drawer. You can turn the light on now. All the way to the refrigerator. The sandwich bags are in that drawer. You'll see actually, if they're in, the ones that aren't in the box are the in-between ones, the quart bags.
Why are you bag? Is it from Harris Teeter? I get
they're Harris Teeter brand. Yeah, but I like the double seal.
Okay.
Because I cut up my fruit seeds
oh,
and my water, and without that double seal, bad.
She sent a picture of Debbie, her new sister.
Yeah, I don't really see a resemblance, but maybe.
Think in the eyes of.
Probably more obvious.
I wonder if the dad is a different dad.
I think it is. Because
well,
it sounds. Yeah, that is. So it is the same mom. So
they all. Oh, dad. Wow.
So mommy, like, luck again.
Mom, you know, different.
Dick. She liked the variety. She liked Dick.
Well, then I was thinking if you were adopted, dad adopted.
No, she was adopted. The mom,
gave her up for adoption.
Yeah, she said that. Mom, who is dead, gave her up and never told anybody.
Sorry, Gibby.
Or didn't
sorry.
Tell the, didn't. I don't know.
You know, I thought the show was interesting.
We had two callers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Skype on early that went away.
Mm-hmm.
They were ready for the show yet.
So, usually on Wednesday, we'll just do Facebook, right?
We only did Facebook before this at all. We never even had Portal. Then we went just Facebook and Portal.
Okay.
And then we brought in the phone.
Wonder what's happening in the UK today that nobody called.
I think she didn't post it up.
Oh.
But she posted it. Said, "Hey, we're going to do a show on Blog Talk."
We'll work on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there should be some way to copy and paste and just post them every, like, something.
So I like that given me Rose.